The mentee overtook the mentor. Kitchener Rangers head coach Chris Dennis spent last season as part of Marty Williamson's staff in Barrie. Friday, Dennis Blueshirts bettered the Barrie Colts 6-3, giving him a win over Williamson in their first meeting. "It's a big win for our club," said Dennis. "It's not about me, it's a nice win for our club." The Colts sit third in the Eastern Conference, and came into the game with only 3 losses since the Christmas break. Kitchener had 5 different goal scorers, with overager Reed Vallade picking up his 2nd of the game into the empty net. Philip Massar had arguably his best game as a Ranger, scoring his first goal since returning from the World Junior Tournament. His line, with Francesco Pinelli and Matt Sopp, dominated the Colts. The game also marked the lone return to East Avenue for Declan McDonnell. He was traded to the Colts at last year's trade deadline. The Tampa Bay Lightning prospect played 90 games for Kitchener, picking up 65 points. After wins against the Ottawa 67s, London Knights, and Colts, the Rangers are starting to build some steam. More importantly, for the most part, they're playing the right way. So, Chris Dennis has the team finally arrived. "We're not going there, yet," chuckled Chris. "But we are definitely building some confidence, and starting to look like the team we all hoped we would be. Those wins just gives us full confidence," said Hunter Brzustovich. "Tomorrow's going to be a tough challenge for us, but the confidence is going to keep building." Saturday is a date with the Erie Otters, who handed the Rangers back-to-back losses earlier this season. "We need to rise to that challenge. So we go and do a job there, and we can have the conversation about when we've arrived," said Dennis. The pregame show begins at 6:30 p.m. with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope.